Well, good afternoon, everyone, to the first episode of the Announcer Mike Racing Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Redding, and I do some announcing at the Black Rock Speedway, Black Rock, Arkansas, and the track announcer at the Batesville Motor Speedway as well. We've got some big things coming up at the Black Rock Speedway, coming up July 3rd. We've got the Firecracker 400. That's going to be on Monday, July 3rd. The pro stocks are going to have $400 to the winner. It'll be a 40-lap main event with a break halfway. The pro stock entry fee is $40. Also, all other classes racing, that will include the rookie class, the junior one, the cage, junior factory, factory stock, pro mod, adult factory, ghost, and junior two cage, along with fireworks. They're going to have a big fireworks show on hand as well. Also, to start the night off, there's going to be Power Wheel Racing, and there's going to be three age groups. The Power Wheels will be first on the card at around 6:30 on that Monday night. The age groups are two and three and five. Entry fee is $1, and we will drag race down the front stretch. So bring those kiddos out and let's have a good time. Also, there's some other events that's going to be held at Black Rock. After the July 3rd race, you'll have another event August 11th. That'll be on a Friday at 7 p.m. Then you'll have another event September 9th. That'll be on a Saturday. Normally race on Friday. This one will be on Saturday. That'll be at 7 p.m. November 4th will be a Saturday at 7 p.m. In all classes, I think they're also going to have some more big events coming up during the season as well, added to some of these scheduled events. But we had a race out there June 2nd. We had about 40-something carts pre-entered. And the rookie class, the A-main went to Rhett Hayes. He picked up the win. Second was Jet Slusser, and third was Axel Bailey. Your junior one cage, that was won by Zachary Alexander. Second was Mason Barner. Third was Braden Hinkle. And fourth was Knox Thompson. We also had the junior factory. That was won by Dixon Alderman. Second was Blaine DeVito, and third was LaWanna Callahan. In your pro mod class was won by Darren Blevins. Second was Gregory Dreary, and third was John Morgan. And then you had your big class, which was the pro stock. That was won by Marcus Hinkle. Second was Patrick Kabashik, I believe is how you're supposed to say that, Kabashik. Third was Jason Preditz. Fourth was Dalton Alderman. Fifth was John Preditz. Sixth was Mitchell Thomas. Seventh was Alan Alexander. Eighth was Nick DeVito. Ninth was Scotty Heath. And 10th was Tyler Carmichael. In your ghost class, was won by Byron Ritchie. Second was Jason Prince. Third was John Callahan. Fourth was Tommy Campbell. And fifth was Jordan Morgan. Your adult factory was won by Braxton Parker. Second was John Morgan. Fourth was Tiffany Elkins. And fourth was Ryan Perry. Your junior two class was won by Garrett Davis. And second was Dixon Alderman. We had a really good turnout. We've had a good turnout both races that we've had so far this year. Also, the Black Rock Speedway wants to thank their sponsors for this season. Anderson Auto Sales, J&R Flying Services, Renee's Restaurant there in Black Rock, Sud's Car Wash there in Black Rock, M&M Elite Excavating, the Black Rock Entertainment Community, Cowlick Salon of Walnut Ridge, Zach's Dirt Work, the Southern Waste, the Black Rock Fire Department, and now we've just had another sponsor added to the list, Big Shell Promotions. I want to thank all those sponsors that support the Black Rock Speedway, the Bobby Holmes Memorial Speedway. Also, 50-50 tickets. Seen some pretty good counts on the 50-50 tickets there so far this year. Something that's really interesting about this place that helps this place kind of grow and improve is all the concession stands, all the proceeds goes back to the Black Rock community as well as the 50-50s. Half of it goes to the fans, half of it goes back to the Black Rock community, which the Black Rock entertainment community and I believe the sheriff helped run that track. And then Tyler Combs is your promoter. He's done a really fine job over there so far this season. And we look forward to seeing everybody out there July 3rd. Was going to try to bring on some guests for this race. We still got one more show. We'll have another show next week. We'll have another show next week. And maybe we won't. Let me look at the calendar here. Yeah, we'll have one next week. I'll try to get some guests on for that show and talk more in depth about it. I'm just relaying what I know about it. I know that the sound system has been updated and fixed thanks to Tyler Combs. He let me know what was going on there. We had a few difficulties the past two races, and then I think it finally just went out after the races was over with the last event there June 2nd. So for more information, be sure to check out the Bobby Holmes Memorial Speedway Black Rock Arkansas on Facebook. They keep that thing pretty well going every day. They promote me for this page here for the show. And I thank them for that. So hopefully, you know, we'll get a big turnout there July 3rd. And this thing just keeps getting bigger and better. Also want to say this, that the rules, if you're needing to know anything about the rules, they're using the Jonesboro Karting Complex rules. So if you need any kind of rules information, check out that. They'll have all your rules right there. And then the payouts, of course, it's $400 to win for the factory stuff. Now, for the Junior 1 cage, that's $75 to win. The Junior Factory, $75 to win. Let's see. We had the pro stock, correct? Let me make sure here in my notes. Yeah, the pro stock's 400 to win. So the pro mod's 200 to win. The ghost is 150. The factory stock's 150. The junior 2 cage is 50. And then your rookie, the top three of them gets trophies. So that is that on the Black Rock Speedway. And, of course, myself, I'll be there announcing, hopefully, unless Tyler decides to make a change. I will be there. But, again, I'll also have fireworks at intermission or when it turns dark. And it's free to get in. There's zero fee to get in to the races. It's right downtown Black Rock. If you're coming in through the Walnut Ridge side, as soon as you turn off the bridge, come down the hill, you'll see the sign on the right. It says the Bobby Holmes Black Rock Speedway. And then if you're coming in from Cave City, you'll go underneath the bridge, hang a right, and you'll see the sign down there on the right. If you're coming from the other direction, which I don't know what's down there because I've never been down that road, you'll hang a left before you get to the bridge, and it's down on your right. So, hope to see everybody there, and hopefully I'll have some guests on next week to talk about this event, maybe even some pro stock. Let's show that. Pro Stock pays top five. That's a good payout. Very good payout. 400 to win, 200 for second, 100 for third, 75 and 50. So there's the payout on that. I tried to get Tyler to come on the show, but he didn't want to come on the camera and talk. But we hope, like I say, I hope we see you there and be a fun thing to come see. We're going to move over to the Batesville Motor Speedway. This past weekend was the B.B. Johnson benefit race. I walked by the kettle there just before we started the pre-race show at 7 o'clock, and it was getting pretty full. There was a lot of money in there, so good amount of money went towards B.B. Johnson, who was injured May 6th. And he came up into the booth. I think he even said a word or two out to the crowd, thanking them. He looked really good, was in great shape. Good to see him back there. And here's how we finished up the races there at the Batesville Motor Speedway this past weekend. Let me find it here. We had a good car count. We had 14 modifieds, 9 IMCA stock cars, 17 hobby stocks, 2 young guns, 6 Midwest modifieds, and 6 Arkansas factory stocks. The IMCA modifieds was won by Wendell Wallace. And second place was Chad Phillips. Third was your points leader and still current points leader, Adam Maple. Fourth was Young Money Ashton Wilkie. Fifth was Bryce Clark. Sixth was Brandon Smith. Seventh was Tyson Kinney. Eighth was Garrett Taylor. Ninth was Austin Floyd. And rounding out your top 10, that was Matt Arnold. Your heat race winners, heat race one was won by Nathan Stewart. Heat two was Bryce Clark. Your IMCA stock car feature event was won by Roger Witt. And let me tell you, in the pre-race show, Bill asked me, what race did I think was going to put on the best show of the night? We got our numbers mixed up. We thought there were 17 IMCA stock cars. Only had 9, but even those 9 still put on one of the greatest shows in the IMCA stock car races, the most that IMCA stock car race has had. There was multiple lead changes. There was 3 wide. There was 4 wide going on. you could throw a blanket over the top five at any given time. That's how well that race went. But Roger Witt picked up your win. Richie Tosh brought it home from ninth to second. I believe that was your hard charger in that event. Joe Payne come home third. Brad Hartwick was fourth. Fifth was Stephen Morrow. Sixth was Brett New. Seventh was Lynn Heffley. Eighth was Hayden Hartwick. And Tommy New rounded out your field in the ninth place. Heat race one was won by Joe Payne. And your one and only heat race. And then we went to the Hobby Stocks. Hobby Stocks was won by Cody Cornett. And let me say something. Cody Cornett was, that was his night to shine. He wasn't touched all night long. He did come home, he did win his heat race. He won his heat race, started on the pole, led every lap, and it was never even close. Coming home second was Quincy Brooks. Third was Jason Goodman. Fourth was Jeremy Gay. Cody Maple rounded out your top five, but Cody Maple in that race got turned early, went all the way to the back, and still finished in your top five. Sixth was Hunter Everett. Seventh was Joe Payne. Eighth was Madison Gilmore. She had a really good run this Friday night. Was leading the heat race till she cut her right rear tire. Ninth was Joseph Jackson. Tenth was Matthew Green. That rounded out your top ten. Your heat race winners was Quincy Brooks. Now, Quincy Brooks won his heat race and broke. So he had to bring up the backup car. Still come home second. Heat race two, again, was won by Cody Cornett. Heat race three was won by Joseph Jackson. Young Guns, we only had two. The most we've had out there is three at one time. Riley Dawson went back-to-back, picking up his second in a row. And I believe that's third on the season as he beat out Riley Morrow, your current points leader. Then you got your Midwest Modifieds. And I said this, and I'll say it again. David Hagler. He gets in anything, and he wins in anything he drafts. Tonight, or Friday night, was no different. But he did get lucky, as he was losing cylinders at the end. But he hung on and won that feature event. Colton Abshire second. Third was Ken Stevenson. Fourth was Jake Brasfield. And then your points leader, Daryl Fagan, finished out your top five. And then sixth was Leonard Hudson. Leonard Hudson turned 83 years old Saturday night. Started racing in 1968. We're still out there turning laps till his feature ended a little bit early. Had some issues and pulled off. Your heat race winner was Colton Abshire. And then your Arkansas factory stock was won by Kevin Atkinson. Kevin Atkinson finished second, or won the feature. Second was Cody Robinson. Logan Johnson was third. Gavin Lowe finished fourth. Dwayne Barton finished fifth. And Daryl Dickerson rounded out your field sixth. Now, this coming week, let's see what the news was on that, because there was an announcement the other night about the Arkansas factory stocks. Is 900 to win, and that's going to be sponsored by Pulley Plumbing. They add an additional 500, and the $100 will also be added to the second through fifth positions. So if you got an Arkansas factory stock, Batesville Motor Speedway, this Saturday night is the place to be. Also, pull it back up. Also, your heat race winner was Kevin Atkinson. And we'll go over the points here right fast. Cody Maple continues to lead Ashton Wilkie by 10 points. Third, Travis Mosley, 24 back. Fourth is Garrett Taylor, 45 back. Rounding out your top five is Spencer Hartwick, 53 back. Now, your IMCA stock cars, they're just as close at the top as it is all the way down to, I'd say your top seven still have a chance at the championship if the guys at the top have a lot of bad luck. But Joe Payne leads Roger Witt by 7 points. Stephen Morrill, third, 39 back. Tommy New, fourth, 50 back. And then rounding out your top five, Patrick Lynn is 64 back. Your hobby stock, Cody Maple leads Quincy Brooks by 21 points. Matthew Green's third, 45 back. Fourth, Mason Morrow, 75 back. And Hunter Everett rounds out your top five, 77 back. Your young guns, Riley Morrow is having a runaway. And I believe Riley Dawson's not supposed to show up this weekend. I seen a post where he was going down to 67 Speedway to run a race down there this weekend. But Riley Morrow leads by 78 points over Riley Dawson. Third's Jake Roberts. And fifth is Cameron Calhoun. Midwest Modifieds. Darrell Fagan. Man, he's not showed up some races. And he's had some bad luck in some races. He still holds 43 points over Adam Poe. Third is Jim Vincent. Fourth is Leonard Hudson. The 83-year-old still got it because he's holding fourth in points right now, 110 back. And rounding out your top five is Cam Norris. Your Arkansas factory stock points. Cody Robinson leads by 58 over Daryl Dickerson. Third is Gavin Lowe. He's 106 points back. Fourth is Kevin Atkinson, 130 points back. And fifth is Tim Pooley, 136 back. Let me say this. I've seen this points battle flip-flop many a times over the past couple of weeks. And I mean big time. I even questioned if I even wrote it down right from week to week. And it's a heck of a points battle because so much bad luck has happened to some of these guys out here each and every week where it does make it kind of interesting to keep up with the points battle. Also coming up this weekend is Saturday, June 4th, the Titan Legends Late Model Series. The Titan Legends Late Model Series will be on hand. They were on hand here just a few weeks ago, the night that I had the flag. And that was my first time ever doing that. And it's kind of interesting. Different view for sure. It can be chaotic. But we hung in there and we got the job done. I was always looking forward to announcing my first late model race. And instead of getting announced, I got the flag. My first ever race was in late models. But they come in here with Steven Crocker leading Edward Hoyer by 12 points, as well as Jeff Aiken, 12 points back. So the second and third are tied. Chandler Petty was the winner the last time they showed up at the Batesville Speedway just 2 weeks ago. Back on June 3rd, Chandler Petty ran away with that one. Gavin Jordan's fifth, 34 points back. Michael King Jr., sixth, 36 point back. Preston Farmer, seventh, 38 back, tied with Derek Nichols for eighth, or seventh and eighth are tied there. Dustin Holmes, 44 points back. And Justin Harden, 46 points back. Now, the last time they were here, also, was Chandler Petty was your winner, and Stephen Crocker was second. And I got to give a shout out again to Ashton Wilkie, finishing third. He had an incredible race. Started on the pole and finished third. It's a stacked field, good field, of cars. As we had, how many did show up? I believe there was 20 make the feature. Yeah, I believe they all, they all got to run. So all 20 was in the feature. But Ashton Wilkie was third. Fourth was Jeremy Tharp. Good run for Jeremy. Fifth was Edward Hoyer. Sixth was Jeff Aiken. Seventh was Derek Nichols. Eighth was Preston Farmer. Mike Carr was ninth. And rounding out your top 10 was Michael King Jr. Also, Gavin Jordan was 11th. And the last car running on the field was 12th, was Wesley Hamilton. So it was a good race. I believe it only had two or three cautions in it. Good clean racing. And thank you. Good clean racing. And this weekend, with added money to the Arkansas Factory Stocks, I'm sure racing will get intense, as it always is. But when you add that little extra money to it, it's going to get really good. So come out to the Batesville Motor Speedway this Saturday night. Tickets for the Batesville Motor Speedway is $15 for adults. Kids 14 and under free with an adult admission. Pit pass is $30. The pit gates open at 4:30. And the grandstand's open at 5. So hopefully we'll see you there. And hopefully next week, that I will have some guests on here. Trying to get some drivers from the go-kart track from Black Rock on here. As well as some of the drivers from the Batesville Motor Speedway as well. Talk about their weekend. Kind of got rushed doing this, so I didn't plan very much ahead like I should have, but we'll hopefully have a better show next week. Now, next week's show may be on Thursday. It may not be on a Wednesday night. My Wednesday next week's already looking pretty thick with a lot going on. So I'll let y'all know beforehand. And there's more things I want to do with this show. I know this was just a quick rundown. It's not really how I intended to make it more detailed involved in it than what I'm doing. May have some prizes, may have giveaways, may do a virtual 50-50 to help improve this. The quality of the camera is not real great. I suffered a broken iPad Saturday night announcing at Batesville. I got the mic wires tangled in my foot and it fell down and busted the screen out of the iPad, or I'd have been doing it on that, where I think it would have been a little better. But for now, we're on a laptop with the old camera up there. My PC, the webcam is real fuzzy. You can't really make out anything. So thanks to my wife taking care of all that for me. But, oh, I do need to make mention on the Batesville Motor Speedway schedule. As, let me bring this up right quick. Well, just take me just a minute here. I've got it where I can kind of go right into where I need to. But that was on the iPad where I had it fixed. So, and it's not going to do it on this like I had it on the other one. But anywho, we will be off on July 8th We'll come back Saturday, July 15th with the AS. No, we'll be back July 1st, sorry, with the fireworks. That's going to be the Freedom Blast deal at Batesville. Yeah, that's going to be the fireworks show. And if you're a sprint car fan, you will want to show up on July 15th for the ASCS sprint cars plus all classes. Then the Comp Cam Super Late Model Series will be back July 29th. I'm just going to highlight some of these bigger shows that Batesville's going to be having. You can always check them out at the BatesvilleMotorspeedway.com or their Facebook page. August 5th, it'll be carload night. That's pack them in as many as you can for $20. Then, my favorite, August 18th and 19th. It's the Nutrien Ag Solutions Comp Cams Topless 100, the 31st annual Topless 100. 5,000 to win on Friday night for the Lucas Oil Dirt Late Models, and then 50,000 to win on Saturday night for the Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Then we'll have a big event for the Arkansas Factory Stock Showdown 50. That'll be a Friday and Saturday night, September 1st and 2nd. Then on September 28th through the 30th, there'll be the 28th annual Show and Field Header Mid-America IMCA Stock Car Championship. Thursday night will be a test and tune and time trials. Then Friday will be your qualifying races, and Saturday will be your B features, plus the 50-lap A-Main, 10,000 to win, 800 to start for the IMCA stock cars. And then we will finish the season with the 7th annual Race for Hope 71 on October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Now, I don't have any information on what that's going to pay yet, but that is your highlighted schedule for the Batesville Speedway. And I look forward to seeing all of y'all there again this Saturday. If you went to the races this past weekend and say you didn't make a donation, you got into the races for free. I know there was a lot of you that was your first time there. Hopefully I will see you there this Saturday and you can enjoy some late models. You'll get kind of a preview of the Topless 100. Now, those aren't the super late models. I think those are steel block late models that are coming out this Saturday, but they still put on a good show and they're still fast and there's still going to be a lot of sliders and a lot of hammer down action going on. But I want to touch also about the Black Rock Speedway. If you like intense short track racing, that's the place for you to go. Let me tell you, that's some of the best close quarters racing that you'll find in these here parts, Northeast Arkansas. It's a really small track. It's real narrow. It's semi-banked. It's not real high banked, and it's not flat either. It's got some banking in it, and there is some wild racing going on. They ain't afraid to use the bumper. There's three wide racing. There's four wide racing sometimes. Lots of passing. It's not single file, follow the leader. Even the kids get after it. And that's really fun to watch. And kids really get after it towards one another. And those pro stocks, the one with all the money, those things are fast. They are fast as well as well, let me find it here. I'll tell you which class is fast as well. I think it's the Pro Stock. Just to make sure I'm right here. Let's see, which class is that? That would be the Pro Mod. They're quick as well. They was humming around there. But, you know, good racing. You're going to throw $400 at them. That just adds to the pressure cooker as it already is with the money. Somebody wants to take home that prize money. They want to take home that trophy and to get the bragging rights that they won the first big event of the season out there. And, hey, I'm sure them Power Wheel kids are going to get after as well. You might see some door banging, some rubbing down the front straightaway during that drag race. They're going to put on a good show, I'm sure. But if not, they're going to have fun doing it no matter what. So, but we hope to see a big crowd show up. Again, it's free. There's no admission to the go-kart track. They've got a good hillside for you to come up, prop your lawn chair up. They've got a little bit of a main grandstand, but they've got plenty of room that you can put your lawn chairs up and see just as good as anything. If I'm in your way standing up announcing, just hey, tell me to get out of your way so that way you can see the action, because I'm sure you want to see the action more than you want to see me talk. So, but again, couldn't thank with all those great sponsors that are putting up that the city of Black Rock for allowing the go-kart track to be open. And we want, I want to see it grow. I started out in go-karts back in 1995, and it's kind of cool to see some of the old people you used to race with still doing it. And unfortunately for me, I haven't raced forever. Back when I ran in stock cars, I think my last race was 2008. But it's not about me. It's about all the racers and all the sponsors that put up the money towards it. And the fans getting a good show. So, hope everybody enjoyed this first episode. I'm just kind of rambling. Hopefully, I'll also have a co-host next week. As I just kind of, like I said, I rushed this thing. And I wanted to get this hurried so that way the information was out there. People have more knowledge of what was going on. We still got one more show to do. I can tell you this much. The week of July, I'm bringing up my calendars. We won't have a show in July. What did I just do? I'm computer illiterate. But July 12th or 13th, there will not be a show. I will be on vacation. I'm getting out of here. Overdue. So, but again, you'll have the 50-50 tickets. You got power wheel races. You got 400 to win for the fireworks. Firecracker 400. 400 to win. And then we'll have another race August 11th after that. And you still got three more after July. And less more gets added. So make sure you tune into their Facebook page there. That's going to be the Bobby Hums Memorial Speedway, Black Rock, Arkansas. You can check out all their social media there. They do a fine job keeping everything updated. Also, Jason Brickley, he does some amazing photography work, as well as Liz Salter. She did the photography last time, took some awesome pictures. So if you see a favorite driver, get a hold of in touch with those folks that take the pictures. That's all I got on this episode. Appreciate everybody watching. Make sure you like it. Make sure you share it. I'll upload this later after a while to Spotify. I don't know where it's going to disperse it from there. I'll just add the link and you can go back and watch it. And if you want to sponsor this podcast, message my page personally so we can kind of talk about business partners. Because it's going to improve. This isn't the final product. You're going to get better product. It'll get better each time. I've done these things before. The last one I did have, it didn't last long. I didn't have time for it. Got a little more time, a little more upbeat about doing something that, you know, helps promote these places. Most importantly, I've done this for the go-kart track to help promote it and, you know, make this thing grow. So we'll see you next week. Everybody have a good week. And go out there, support your local track. Y'all have a good one.